We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I came out of 201 and said, yes, sure. We've done it, Philadelphia. We've done it, national media, national people. We have overrated Carson Wentz.
Come on, man.
Carson Wentz is a great quarterback. Carson Wentz is going to be here for the next 12, 13, 14, 15 years. They can sign him to a long-term contract extension right now, and I'd be happy. It's a Wednesday. I am a Carson Wentz fan. In fact, I may have created the Wentz wagon before there was a coup that threw me off.
Now, I got the question. Yeah, I got a question whether or not you were the creator of that.
I said it first. I know Sludge had taken claim to it as well, but if you timestamp it.
Right.
I had come up with the name because of the alliteration, and I came up with a wagon sound effect that I could play. And that was the only reason I did it. I didn't even know anything about them.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, well, yeah, it works.
It's perfect. It was it catchy. Works. The first time I heard it, I ran with it.
Yep. Yeah,
oh,
it's good.
Oh, yeah, the Wentz wagon.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Well, I've been
I like that better than Wentzylvania.
Yeah, I'm not a Wentzylvania
guy. Yeah, I didn't really like Wentzylvania.
Well, I've been thrown out of Wentzylvania and off of the Wentz wagon because, see, here's my thing, right?
Uh-huh.
We have crowned Carson Wentz heading into this season. I know that Ike, you looked at him as being, I don't want to say a savior because I don't know if he was the savior because the franchise won a Super Bowl. But when he was drafted and when he became a good quarterback right off the bat, you could look at Carson Wentz and be like, he's the franchise quarterback for the next 10 to 15 years. And we know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Carson Wentz is fine. So I want to get that right. Just say it right off the top, right?
I still don't think there's five quarterbacks in this league I'll take over him.
But for a game or going forward?
Whatever you want to call it.
Going forward, I don't disagree with you.
Game, final drive, going forward.
Going forward.
Doesn't matter.
Final drive, you wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
All right. Well, I may not. I may not.
I would say it knowing that he struggled with that this year.
But I
would still take him because I trust him.
Here's the problem. We have confused with excellent play that he had last year and then future potential, which we're all expecting, with crowning him with that he's already achieved it. Right? Carson Wentz, have we overrated him? Has the world overrated him? I'm not saying he isn't great, but he also didn't win the Super Bowl last year. We're giving him accomplishments that he hasn't had yet, right? So when you come out and your team's 4-5 and you've struggled at the end of games, when you just lost to your divisional rival in a more or less must-win game on Sunday Night Football, how can I sit here and say that he's played like an elite quarterback that we already proclaimed him to be coming into the season? So of course we've overrated him.
I don't think so. I think he was all pro last year. He was a pro bowler last
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
He was an MVP runner-up, so he would have been the MVP had he not been injured. So I don't understand how he's overrated.
Well,
like he's viewed as one of the best young quarterbacks in this league, which he is. He is. Whether you say he's number one, number two, number three, forget about the Hall of Famers.
He is.
About the guys that have been in the league for a decade plus, whose career is already established. We know they're on their way to the Hall of Fame, and that would be the top three. The top three. Rodgers, Brady, and Drew Brees. And there's only one quarterback in that group. I guess you could make the argument that Rodgers is having a better year than Carson Wentz, although I don't see how you can make that argument, considering that Rodgers, I think, is 3-5-1 or 4-5-1, something like that. I know he has 17 touchdowns and one interception, but he's not leading any comebacks. I mean, one of his great comebacks is against San Francisco when C.J. Beathard was the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So when I exclude the absolute future three Hall of Famers in the league, and I stack him up against every other quarterback in the league, I'll take my argument. I'll fight with you, whether it's Big Ben, whether it's Russell, whether it's Phillip Rivers, whether it's Pat Mahomes, whether it's Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm.
His numbers may not be better than theirs, so that gives you a stronger argument right now, and I still wouldn't take one of them over Carson Wentz going forward. There's no quarterback in this league that I would take over Carson Wentz going forward.
Maybe Mahomes.
Not even Pat Mahomes.
But what I'm saying is that
What I would take is Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce.
Well, him too.
Yeah, and Sammy Watkins. I would take.
Let's agree on this. There's two or three young quarterbacks.
Put Pat Mahomes on this team and see what he looks like.
There's two or three quarterbacks, young quarterbacks in the league that Mahomes, Wentz and Goff that have separated themselves from the other ones. Baker Mayfield
like
may
Deshaun
end up being
Watson
the guy.
Too.
Deshaun Watson's good too.
Yeah, I like Watson. Yeah.
This isn't about that. This
How about Mitchell Trubisky.
This isn't Mitch Trubisky's look good this year. It isn't about. There's a lot of good young quarterbacks. This isn't about. This isn't about Carson Wentz not being a great young quarterback. This isn't about Carson Wentz not having a bright future. This isn't about Carson Wentz. That I don't love him. That I don't think Carson Wentz. It's about Carson Wentz hasn't performed this year. That's what it's about. And when we put him in a category or a class of being in the same conversation as these other quarterbacks that have already been there and done that for an established amount of time, like a decade, that's where we put Carson Wentz. In other words, I felt like most people coming into the season, most Eagles fans, and then a lot of people nationally, came into the season saying this: as long as we have Carson Wentz, everything will be fine. As long as Carson Wentz is the starting quarterback of the Eagles going forward, this team is going to be fine. And you know what? What we've learned.
I still feel that way.
Well, I mean, not this year, though.
Sure, I do.
Not this year. Carson Wentz has had an opportunity in a few different games, right? In 2 to 3 games this year, where if he does more, if he comes up bigger at the end of games, this is a 5-4 football team right now. He's had a couple of opportunities
to do that.
John,
think about what you're saying.
And he didn't.
It's a 4-5 team, but you're saying it could be 5-4. What freaking difference does that make? One game?
It's a big difference.
But you act like Carson Wentz, his play has been the difference from them being 4-5 and 7-2.
He's not the reason they're 4-5. He is the reason that they're not 5-4 or 6-3.
I can't give you 6-3. You want to give
two of the games.
I'll give you Sunday night.
Okay.
I'll give you Sunday night. I needed more out of him Sunday night, even though I'm not blaming the entire game on him. I still think he had an opportunity to be better Sunday night, and I needed him to be better Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you, and that's why it's really the first week that I've come down on Carson for his play. But I can come down on him for his play in that game and separate that from what he's done on the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sunday's game is Sunday's game. That's not what the entire season has been. You know, Mike Florio just brought up a great point. He's had 5 straight games of having a quarterback rating over 100. Now, you think about when we first talked to Mike Florio about Carson Wentz, what he said, and how he speaks about Carson Wentz now.
Well, I think he's gun-shy to rip him right now because he knows where it goes, too.
No, it's not gun. No, forget that. No, that's a cop-out. No, he's not gun-shy. What it is that he's had a chance to see Carson Wentz play this year. Now, he wanted to go with the damaged goods and playing reckless. He can't go with that narrative this year.
Right.
Because that's not how he's been playing. And when you have a quarterback rating over 100 in 5 straight games, again, it doesn't say or it doesn't mean that you didn't have any fault in the losses.
Sure.
You got to hit Wendell Smallwood in the flats against Minnesota. When you fought to get back in the game and you had no business in that game, but you guys fought to get back in it and you got an opportunity late in the game. That's where the narrative started at, right there in that game against Minnesota.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you there. But that's one play in the game versus the entire game.
Mm-hmm. Titans.
I thought he was fine in the Titans game.
Vikings.
Yeah, Vikings game wasn't great.
Panthers. Cowboys. That's 4 games.
All four of those games, he was over 100 in quarterback rating.
Yeah, I mean,
so he couldn't have been too terrible.
The quarterback rating. I mean, you're right when you look at the numbers. He's had a fine season statistically,
John,
and he's done a good job for the most part.
And you're boiling it down to one specific series or a play. It's not his entire game.
Agreed.
It's not like he's out there throwing interceptions everywhere. It's not like he's out there overthrowing everybody all game long. As if he's holding the offense back with his play. You're talking about in that crucial moment, you need him to make the play.
I'm talking about him saying, I'm Carson Wentz and we're going to win this game.
Okay.
I'm Carson Wentz, the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, and we're going to win this game. He has.
You're right.
He did it in the Giants game. Giants game, I felt like was the game where he came out and he just was like, wow, Wentz is on fire tonight. Mm-hmm. So that's where, so we treated Carson Wentz like he was the guy that was just like, all right, come on, jump on my back, let's do it. And you know what? It's not easy to do in the NFL, and he's not that player right now. He's not. So that's why I say that, not that necessarily he's overrated, we have overrated what he is. He has not arrived to where we thought he was right now.
Sure he has.
888-729-9494.
Sure he has.
All right.
Sure he has.
Hey, listen, man. Tough game this week, New Orleans, right?
He's going to do his part. I ain't worried about him. He'll do his part. He can't play defense.
Am I worried about Carson Wentz?
I'm never worried about Carson Wentz.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should start worrying a little bit with Carson Wentz. How about that? Am I worried about Carson Wentz being a stiff? Of course not. Am I worried about Carson Wentz winning damn games? Yeah,
I am. I'm worried about a picket fence defense.
Well, don't ask Jim Schwartz about that. Let's go to the phones. Kirk and Roslyn. What's up, Kirky?
How you doing, guys?
All right.
I love the show. This is the best show on the radio.
Oh, thanks, Kirk.
Thank you, brother.
I love you, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what, John? I think maybe you're having the conversation 1 week too early.
Okay.
Here's my thinking on this. You know, I'm still getting over the Dallas loss. That's a mess. But guess what? What did Carson miss out on last year? He didn't get to play in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend is Carson's first playoff game, and it's away. And that's what we're going to see. We're facing a team that's going to be there in the end, and I want to see how he does. Because, you know, you could say, when does the switch flip? You know how Florio was saying it took about a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, he's not that far removed. He's played a handful of games, but this pretty much is his first playoff game, and it's going to be away. Now, maybe the Saints ain't got to turn it up the way they got to. I don't know what the game really means to them, but to the Eagles it does. I mean, this must win. Season ain't over for us anymore.
Well, it's not a must win for the Saints, but they are trying to maintain home field advantage, so they're not going to just... they're not going to overlook the Eagles.
But they're the cream of the crop right now. They're the talk of the town.
But they haven't won anything, Kirk. My point is if you're expecting the Saints to somehow overlook the Eagles for whatever reason, I don't think Drew Brees is in the mood to overlook anybody.
No, in fact, they've shown this year that they do just the opposite of overlooking.
They lost the first game 48-40. They've lost one game scoring 40 points.
They almost lost to the Browns. That was the next week.
Yeah.
Man, you thought that it was one of those years where it's like, well, the Saints are going to be done this year.
The Saints don't look great.
Best team in the league.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, normally there'll be that classic letdown game where you have a huge win, mm-hmm, in the case of the Saints against the Rams, and then the next week, non-conference game against the Bengals that you kind of go in and you're flat, you lay an egg. They blew the freaking door off of that team.
Which is why you got to give them the spot as the number one team.
Yeah, they are, man. They've had dangerous.
They also had to go beat Minnesota in Minnesota.
Yep.
I mean, they went and played Minnesota in Minnesota and beat them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they've had some tough wins.
They have.
They've had some tough, and they beat the Rams, right? They beat the Rams.
Mm-hmm. Now 9-point favorites, the Saints over the Eagles.
Ooh-wee.
8.5, 9 opened up at 7.5.
Damn.
They've bet that number up. So a lot of money coming in on the Saints, and the odds makers are raising the line in response.
I ain't seen the Eagles this big of an underdog in a while.
Well, maybe they're hungry dogs again. Maybe Doug can actually use the
right. Yeah,
no give, one's giving us a chance.
Give them the spread, Doug.
Yep.
-9.
Let's go to John in Hazleton. Hi, John.
How you doing, fellas? Big fan of the show.
All right.
What up, John?
All right. I want to talk about I just want to make a comment about the coach. I have real fears about him being what we thought he was last year. I have real fears about him.
Huh. Why? Mm-hmm.
Well, I was in his rookie year. I remember calling up and arguing with Ruben Frank about him, and I don't think he's a good coach. I didn't think he was a good coach his rookie year. Obviously, last year, everything that happened, you kind of were like, well, He just brought us a Super Bowl. He must be pretty good. But now we're starting to see, without DeFilippo and the other guy in Indy, I can't think of his name right now. Sorry.
Frank Wright.
Frank Wright. Yeah, without Frank Wright, he's not looking so great. He's really not. Like, in his press conferences, I said this from his rookie year on, he reminded me of Richie Kotite in his press conferences. Like, he looks a little overwhelmed. I'm sorry. I don't have a lot of faith in him. As Carson, I think Carson's a great young quarterback, but he's got to start pulling out some of these games in the end. I mean, in his rookie year, he didn't do it at all. They said today on the radio that the only game so far that when he was in that kind of position and he brought him back to win was the tie game with the Giants last year on the 61-yard field goal. There's nine other times he hasn't done it.
Yeah, he was 11-2 last year.
Well, that's true. You got to take the rookie year out of it. I mean, you got to take last year out of it because they blew everybody out. I'm just saying, like, I know you're a fan of his. I'm a fan of his, too.
Well, okay, yeah. I mean, we act like I love when people say, I know you're a fan of his, as if I'm making up stuff that he's done. I'm just telling you what he's done.
But you got to admit, like, he at the end of games, he's not coming up big. He's just not.
I admit that. I didn't. I mean, it was Sunday's game. I get you. I get it. But I mean, he's not out there playing 1 versus 11.
No, obviously it's not. All I'm saying is, before you could put him as an elite quarterback, he has to start. He has to start pulling these games out in the end, the elite quarterback.
I hear you. I hear you. And I gave you a stat last week about how many come from behind wins Eli Manning has. I don't think anybody's ever going to call Eli Manning an elite quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole come from behind with victories, that whole thing, like, we move this scale when we want to say what's an elite quarterback. Because, hell, you can even win a championship or two
without
and
one.
Not being considered an elite quarterback. So what's an elite quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever fits our argument.
Right. It's fluid.
Yeah.
Depending. No, you're right. And one thing I haven't done today, like, is I haven't brought that whole is he clutch, is he not clutch. I've been having people send me stats being like, well, look, he's 2 for 11 in fourth quarters, and one of those wins was whatever. I'm not using that. I'm trying to keep it simple and trying to use the eye test. I don't think he's a choker. I'm not going to say he's not clutch yet. We haven't had enough time.
Yeah.
But you know what I haven't seen him win those games this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm not going to sit here say, hey, he's a choker. But it's something, like, at the end of games, and I think that Mike Vick kind of brought this up talking about himself. At the end of games, because he's lacking playmakers on offense, because he doesn't have the same talent around him, and it was the offense was working last year like it is this year, he's thinking too much. Instead of being the player that we saw last year, which he just let it rip last year. He didn't give a damn. He just let it rip this year. A much more calculated player this year. A guy that seems like he's thinking far too much.
Sure he is.
And it's hurting him.
Yeah, I mean, at times it is. At times it is. But I look at his numbers. I can't ignore all the numbers. I know we want to focus in on fourth quarter. You know, being down by 7, we want to focus in on those numbers. But damn, I can't ignore 70%+ completion percentage. I can't ignore 15 touchdowns to 3 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't ignore this stuff.
Yep.
I know we want to look at certain numbers and say this is what defines him. Well, how am I supposed to ignore 5 straight games of over 100 quarterback rating?
Mm-hmm.
When we look at his rookie year, he's the only reason you won 7 games. That team wasn't good enough to win 7 games. He's the reason you won 7 games. We led the league in drops. We didn't even know players on the offensive side of the ball by the time that season was over with. Starting right tackle missed 10 games, got suspended, and Lane Johnson. The only reason that team even looked respectable was because of Carson Wentz. Oh, by the way, who was a rookie, told he was going to be the starter 8 days before the season started and came out the gate, guns a-blazing, player of the month, 3-0. Like, I can't ignore this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can't ignore this stuff. The fact that this team is even where it's at right now is because of this dude. Like, you guys forget where this team was 3 years ago and the quarterbacks that we were looking at. Are you kidding me? Sam Bradford, Mark Sanchez, Nick Foles as a potential starting quarterback of this franchise?
Yeah, but you could separate the two things. Like, if anybody calls in here today and says,
well, when you say overrated, that's what gets me. If you want to look at one game, that's fine. But when you say we've overrated a guy, I don't think we've overrated him.
But he's
right where he should be as one of the best young quarterbacks in this league.
But he was elevated past that. He was elevated past being one of the best young quarterbacks in the league.
Because he played that way.
Okay.
So, but that way it was justified is what I'm saying. He got ranked at a certain level because of his play. It wasn't that they were terrible last year and we automatically put him up there because he was the number two overall pick. No, mm-hmm. He got ranked where he got ranked at because of his play.
Mm-hmm.
So he earned that status. He earned the right to be ranked among the best. Just like Pat Mahomes off this year, regardless of how the year ends, next year he'll be rated as one of the five best players in this league. Mm-hmm. And if he comes out next year and doesn't have the same year, mm-hmm. guess what people will be talking about? Mm-hmm. Did we overrate Pat Mahomes?
Especially if they have a losing record. You know, it's one thing to win games and not have statistically the same season. See, here's what you're saying, and here's where I take issue with it. Sure,
mm-hmm.
we're reacting to what he did last year. He hasn't lived up to what he did last year this year. He hasn't. Is it team related?
How could he?
Of course, some of it's team related. Is it defensive related? And a lot of there's other factors that are involved than just Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz has had the chance to win a couple games with the ball in his hands, and he hasn't done it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was told about Carson Wentz, the golden boy, is you're fine with Carson Wentz. Don't worry about it. You're fine. And he hasn't lived up to that list this year.
We are fine. Moving forward.
Long term.
Yeah.
Not this year.
Okay.
Not this year.
Hold on, you're saying not this year to say what? They're not going to win the Super Bowl? They're not going to the playoffs? Because you said they were going to the playoffs, so you must have thought the same thing about him.
Yep. 10-6, yeah.
Okay.
I thought they were going to struggle early and they were going to pick it up in the second half, sure.
Okay.
10-6, win a playoff game, and then gone. That was my official prediction.
Okay.
One playoff win and gone.
So if they do that, if he's able to lead them to that, then what?
Then what?
Well, if he's able to do that, if he's able to get this team in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
and win a game.
If they make the playoffs from here,
yeah.
I'd say Carson's done a pretty damn good job down the stretch.
Okay.
But guess what?
Hmm?
They're not in the playoffs right now.
Well, the season's not over with.
You know what?
The season's not
you
over
know
with.
You know what? I hope he proves my prediction right. Let's go to
not over with.
Sean of Virginia. Hi, Sean.
Yo, this is a stupid argument, John. And I agree with you. I'm going to say you're wrong about one thing.
What?
Carson is playing 1 versus 11. Because you tell me somebody on this offense other than Zach Ertz that's playing at or above their potential this year. This guy's completing passes with two guys hanging on. Alshon, no, he's not.
Yeah, kind of. No.
He came out and had a good start to like three or four games, his first three or four games.
No, he's not. He's played decent, but he hasn't played. I'll take Alshon last year in the middle of the season over what we're getting from him right now. Like this
okay.
kid, the offensive line has been a mess. The running backs haven't made a person miss since week one. Like, these guys go down with someone blowing them. They can't break a tackle. The offensive line can't block. They are last in the league in scoring in the first quarter. Last.
So 2.3 points per game. That's not on the quarterback at all. He has no blame in this, Sean, really?
That's everybody.
It doesn't work as everybody.
When you have a 108 quarterback rating over the season, not two games, but over a season, if you're at a 108 quarterback rating and your team is only scoring 2 points in the first quarter of a game, that is a bigger issue than just one player.
Yeah, of course it is. He's the quarterback.
He's the quarterback. He's by far the best player in the offense, John.
Yeah, you're damn right he is. And no one said
it.
Because people put him in the same conversation as the other quarterbacks that make the playoffs every single year because they're that kind of quarterback. Aaron Rodgers.
Drew Brees is throwing a wide open receiver.
Hang on a second. Aaron Rodgers is considered, anytime you have a conversation about the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are always in the conversation to win a Super Bowl because of Aaron Rodgers, right? That's the classification we put Carson Wentz in, and he's not there yet. That's why he's overrated.
So you say Aaron Rodgers is overrated this year because they're 3-5-1?
Do I say he's overrated this year? I don't say.
They're 3-5-1.
They're 3-5-1. They have similar stats facts.
But here's the difference. How many years has he been in the league? How many years has Aaron Rodgers been in the league throwing the football?
Right now. We're not talking about what he did in the past.
Okay, but what are you talking about?
Sean,
hang on. The expectation of Carson Wentz coming into this season by this fan base and by the national media was Carson Wentz is the young quarterback. He's the next guy. He's right here. This is the guy that's going to carry the league. And he hasn't played and lived up to that expectation this year. Period. He's played well. He just hasn't had a bad season. He hasn't lived up to that expectation.
Yeah, but that's different than you saying he's overrated.
But that's why he's overrated.
No.
Because we said that he was that guy.
So then are we wrong for saying it?
You're damn right.
Okay, you were one of them that said it. So what you yelling about?
I mean, I didn't think he was just going to, just by him walking in, that the team was going to be fine. I didn't think that.
Well, that's semantics. That's semantics. You felt, like everybody felt, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Regardless of age, regardless of anything else, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. You didn't feel that way?
Yeah. I did.
Okay. But hold on. Everybody felt that way for the most part.
But it doesn't mean, right, so we overrated him. So I overrated him. So we're in agreement.
No, we're not in agreement because I feel confident where I have him rated at.
By the way, Ryan Fitzpatrick's quarterback rating this year is 107.2.
Mm-hmm.
So he's had a great year, right? If we're going to start doing quarterback ratings.
Well, what should we judge it off of?
Well, wins, losses.
But that's a team record.
Yeah, of course it's a team record, but you also have to look at details from within the game. Sure, Carson's put up good numbers. Yeah. Carson's had good games. He's not finishing games. What else do I have to say? He's not finishing games.
No, you said it 100 times. The point is you think that portion of his game should outweigh everything else.
It's a big part of it.
That's your problem, is that you think that play or series of plays should outweigh everything else. And that's where we're having a disagreement at, is because why we can acknowledge he hasn't finished the game or he's missed a read, it doesn't mean we all of a sudden have a different view, most of us, on Carson Wentz and what he is as a player. You know why? Because we know quarterbacks go through this every week. Every week they go through this every year. They don't win every year.
Nope.
So I can give you a list of great quarterbacks that didn't win. That don't win every year, don't get their team in the playoffs every year.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of them.
Like your boy.
Which one?
He used to wear 13.
Oh, Dan Marino?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. He's one of them. Is he overrated?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my lip just quivered
I'm just asking a question, because when I bring up the great names, then you're going to have a hard time saying why he's overrated versus not being overrated.
Well, Dan,
because you're not telling me why he's overrated.
Yeah, but every quarterback has their own what's the word I'm looking for here? Every quarterback has their own kind of personality to where how people judge them, right? Dan Marino for sure was the first pure passer. Right, was the first guy that was like, get the ball out. He was unbelievable. I loved Dan Marino as a little kid. But then, for his problem or not, when you don't have the team that surrounds you and you don't win the Super Bowl, he's always going to be associated with not winning a Super Bowl.
But that's different than saying he was overrated.
Right, no, but you're overrating him if you think that he's in the same category as the quarterbacks that did win Super Bowls or multiple Super Bowls. I do believe he's overrated. So I don't think you can consider him a top five quarterback, Dan Marino, because he didn't win.
Well, that's only because there are some that have won multiple Super Bowls is the only reason why he wouldn't be in the top five. But you do understand why there's a reason he may be the only one who hasn't won one that's in the top 10.
I agree.
There's a reason for that.
He's the best quarterback to not have won.
Exactly.
Agreed.
Which means he actually had more talent than a lot of those guys who won one. And that's what the eye test tells me.
Individually?
Yes. More talent than Joe Montana.
Yeah, Tony Nathan is a running back. That wasn't good enough.
I can go down the list of quarterbacks that he had more talent than.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Let's go back to the phone. Who do I want here? Pete in Lansdale. What's up, Pete?
Yo, guys. Hey, yeah. How are you not looking at every quarterback that's not making these playoffs every year with, you know, Breeze doesn't make it. Rodgers doesn't make it. Mm-hmm. You're not taking him off the list of being an elite. Now, you know what? I'm not going to say that Wentz is up there as, you know, the elite of elite. But, you know, he's doing great. He's only in his third year, coming off an injury. You can't just drop him off because it's not him with everything. Sure, he's not finishing the way you want him to, but the team isn't finishing around him either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John wants Nick Foles in there.
No.
I mean, it's like a panic thing here. I mean, we've got an awesome quarterback.
We do.
Sit there and say you're going to throw him under the bus.
Yeah, but Pete, hold on a second. Pete, hold on a second. When did you ever hear me say anything negative about Carson not being the long-term answer, not being a great young quarterback, not being a guy that I want the Eagles to sign him to a 20-year contract now, not even
why?
A 15-year contract.
Why?
A 20-year contract. Here's why, right? Here's why. NFL Network Top 100. Tom Brady, Antonio Brown, Carson Wentz was ranked third, mm-hmm. right? He's not that.
That was based off last year.
We jumped a little bit too far with Carson to where he's still got some growing to do before we get to this level where we think he is. He's not there yet. That's why he's overrated.
I see what you're saying where he's not there yet, but to say that I can't say that he's overrated. I have to agree with us. It's not overrated. It's where he's at. You also got to look at he's not 100% either in my eyes.
I don't think he's 100% either.
Yeah, but he looks incredible.
He's 100% when he has 107.85 quarterback rating or whatever. But that, but
he's doing that while he's not 100%.
But that doesn't count at the end of games, by the way. I guess
it's just we've got him. I have to be there with overrated is the wrong word. That's all I can say.
And you know what, Pete? Quite frankly, I'm offended by the word overrated.
Absolutely. I'm with you, like 100%.
Yeah, I'm offended by that.
Do you know what I say to you guys? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's already been crowned. Carson Wentz has already been crowned by this fan base.
Yeah, he's the king of Philly.
He's been crowned as a guy that has already been there and done that. He's going to be there and
what
do that.
What do you mean by
he's
been there?
He's well
and done
on
that.
His way.
Hold on, did the Eagles win the Super Bowl? Did I hallucinate?
I watched the Super Bowl. I didn't see Carson in that game,
oh,
though.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, if you come on the air one day and you hear that, you know, who knows? Who knows? People have been, were some of the stuff I saw on Twitter, because a lot of the other stuff I can't.
it's
vile, yeah. But they were saying we got to get these guys on for an interview.
Oh, okay.
Ben, can we reach out and try to schedule
them? Yeah, I tweeted them. I said, can we be friends? Like, you know, we want to be sister stations.
No response back. It's probably three in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know the time. And the best responses we got, to be honest, were we had a lot of people who I guess have African parents, as you know, immigrant parents.
Sure.
And they said, this is what it sounds like at my house every Saturday night.
That's awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.